The spread of grisly images across social media from acts of public violence has sharpened public debate, from school classrooms to family dinner tables, about the need to shield youth and protect the privacy of victims. Our story today examines how videos capturing the killing of Charlie Kirk have exacerbated those concerns. That makes lessons in harmony, like the kind Troy Aiden Sambahan writes about today, all the more important. Students enrolled in programs by Community Music Works, a nonprofit based in Providence, Rhode Island, don't just learn how to glide their bows across the strings of violins, violas, and cellos. They also build community. You're learning not just how to be a musician, but how to be a better neighbor, one instructor told Troy. It's Friday, September 12th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Cameron Pugh. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The United Kingdom fired its ambassador to the United States over his connections to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The government dismissed Peter Mandelson after emails surfaced showing he encouraged Mr. Epstein to fight for early release shortly before the sex offender was sentenced to 18 months in prison. Saudi Arabia will supply Syria with 1.65 million barrels of crude oil to help rebuild the country after nearly 14 years of civil war. The deal aims to support refineries and improve living conditions. Syria's economy and oil sector collapsed during the war and under sanctions, but investors have started returning since the fall of former President Bashar al-Assad last December. Also, Albania made an AI bot its newest minister to clamp down on corruption. Diela, which means sun in Albanian, will be in charge of public procurement, part of Prime Minister Edi Rama's plan to make government contracts 100% free of corruption. Officials have not detailed how humans will supervise Diela's decisions. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Inflation posted a 2.9% annual rate in August, up from 2.3% in April. Job creation has slowed sharply. These key indicators put pressure on Republicans as the party in power, even as they push blame toward the Federal Reserve and Democrats. Simon Montlake reports for The Monitor. Violent videos spread rapidly on social media, where many Americans, including children, encounter them. This week's gruesome footage of the killings of Charlie Kirk and a Ukrainian refugee has renewed debate about safeguards for online content. Stephanie Haynes, Sarah Matusik, and Ali Martin report for The Monitor. Countries that were once the Middle East's most bitter enemies are now discussing a security deal to keep their common border quiet. Can Israel and Syria find enough common ground to make it work? Taylor Luck and Dina Kraft report from Damascus, Syria, and Tel Aviv, Israel, for The Monitor. Pete Hegseth is now the Secretary of War, not of Defense. But what does his boss, President Donald Trump, mean by war? He has shown a distaste for conflicts that take more than a few days to resolve. Ned Temko reports from London for The Monitor. In an era when many schools' arts budgets are dwindling, one nonprofit offers youth space to find purpose through music lessons and practice. Troy Aiden Sambahan reports from Providence, Rhode Island for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on the best response to Charlie Kirk's killing. Just weeks before his killing at a Utah event Wednesday, the conservative activist Charlie Kirk told a reporter that one of his ultimate purposes was to get young people back to faith. "I'm trying to paint a picture of virtue, lifting people up, not just staying angry," he told Deseret News. "If young people led a more virtuous, deeper existence, they would spend less time on social media, on videos, even on Mr. Kirk's Turning Point USA videos. They would help move the country in a better direction," he believed. One poll this year found 34% of college students support the use of violence in some circumstances to stop a campus speech, up from 24% in 2021. It didn't take long after the tragedy for thousands of people to turn toward faith and console others feeling fearful, such as his widow and two children, those who witnessed the killing at Utah Valley University in Orem and those struggling to act on the range of solutions for ending political violence and hate. Professional counselors in Utah, both religious and therapeutic, offered their services to those traumatized by the murder. Anything that we can do to restore the feeling of calm or safety is so important, Dr. Eric Monson, a psychiatrist with the University of Utah Health, told the Salt Lake Tribune. Only hours after the shooting, prayer vigils were held across the United States. One was even planned by Mr. Kirk's supporters in London. After a vigil of prayers and singing at the Utah State Capitol on Wednesday night, one woman told KUTV this was Republicans, Democrats, and everybody coming together, denouncing the senseless violence that took Charlie's life. Even though many saw Mr. Kirk's views as extreme, religious leaders in Utah gave advice on how to react to his killing. One, the Reverend Gregory Johnson of the Standing Together Ministry told the Tribune, "We call upon the people of Utah and our nation to not return evil for evil." Rather, the pastor pleaded for God-fearing individuals to fight evil with love. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we can find freedom from rumination in turning to the one divine mind, God. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.